KQED.
Proposition 39 supporters have a simple message. A yes vote raises more than $1 billion in new tax money from out-of-state companies, and half of that will help create green jobs over the next 5 years. As part of our election 2012 coverage, KPBS reporter Eric Anderson finds not everyone thinks that's such a great idea.
San Francisco hedge fund manager Tom Steyer has already fought and won a battle at the California ballot box. In 2010, he helped defeat Proposition 23. That measure would have rolled back California's landmark global warming law. Now he's putting $20 million of his own money into passing Proposition 39.
It's about tax fairness. We are closing a loophole, but all we're asking out-of-state companies to do is to pay taxes on their income exactly the way that we do. And what that will do is it will bring into the state of California over $1 billion every single year, and all from companies from out of state.
California voters are getting a chance to do what California lawmakers failed to do in 2009. San Diego State University business professor Steve Gill says that's when the legislature gave companies a choice of how to pay their corporate taxes.
For years and years and years, we had a long tradition of using what's called a three-factor apportionment formula, which meant we look at three different factors that are economic drivers of income: sales, property, and payroll.
California lawmakers changed the rules 3 years ago to allow companies to base their corporate tax on sales only. That's the route most California-based companies took because it was cheaper. But for some multi-state companies, the old formula saved them money because they don't have a lot of property or payroll here.
Clearly, they are disadvantaged by a single sales factor and would prefer to keep the old three-factor formula.
Prop 39 eliminates the choice. That got the attention of four major corporations. GM, Chrysler, Kimberly-Clark, and International Paper were quick to speak out against the initiative when it qualified for the ballot. So the Prop 39 camp singled them out in ads for the measure.
These four companies are stepping all over California. They're fighting to keep a $1 billion corporate tax loophole that gives tax breaks to companies for shipping jobs out of state.
But the firms lacked the stomach for an expensive ballot box fight in California, and they dropped their opposition. Yes on Prop 39 co-chair Tom Steyer pulled the ads after the companies contacted him.
Some huge major American corporations have sent us letters who we thought might be in opposition and who were prepared to try and, you know, debate. Send us letters saying, you know what, it is tax fairness. We recognize what you're doing is correct. We have no intention of opposing you.
Steyer says that allows him to run a positive campaign about fixing two long-running California problems, tax revenue and jobs. He says the measure will generate $1 billion more for a cash-starved state, and it earmarks half that money for the creation of green jobs over 5 years. But both of those solutions make Richard Ryder shudder. He's the chair of San Diego Tax Fighters. Ryder says Proposition 39 is a tax hike, plain and simple, and he thinks voters will see that.
The last eight tax increases that have been on the ballot, statewide tax increases, each of which could have passed with a simple majority vote. A lot of people think it takes two-thirds. No, simple majority vote. The last eight tax increases statewide have failed. Six of the tax increases failed by double digits.
Ryder says a tax hike won't dig the state out of its fiscal hole. He says California needs fiscal discipline, not more money. And he's not ready to let politicians steer $500 million a year into green energy projects.
It's not like there's a bunch of wise, pipe-smoking geniuses up there making those distributions. It's going to be people who respond to pressures in Sacramento. It's going to be people who respond to political contributions.
But critics like Ryder don't have the deep pockets to publicly oppose Prop 39. There will be no slick ad campaign. Ryder says he'll have to rely on voters seeing the measure for what it is. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
There are 11 state ballot measures facing you this November, but not to worry, we've got you covered. Our proposition guide explains all of them, short and sweet. Find it online at californiareport.org.